a moment now to thank very much director Bobby Bermea and actors Karen Wenstrom and Tom Mounsey, all from Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Thanks so much for coming in, all of you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween indeed. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm SW Concert. Don't forget to join the Facebook.com/stageandstudio page, or go to kboo.fm/stageandstudio to hear this show again. I'm urging you to support KBOO and Stage and Studio. Without you, we don't have the community in community radio. So call right now, toll free, 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO and Terrapin Events are proud to announce Run Like Hell. Run Like Hell is a Halloween-themed race that sees participants dress out in full costume for a run through Portland's urban parks and along its waterfront areas. Run Like Hell has become a Portland fall tradition and begins in the Pioneer Courthouse Square starting at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday, October 20th. Run Like Hell supports Molly's Fund, a Portland, Oregon-based nonprofit that is changing the way people understand lupus. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Stay tuned for Art Focus with host Joseph Galavan. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon College of Art and Crafts Studio School, offering classes and workshops for adults in book arts, ceramics, drawing and painting, fibers, metals, photography, and wood. www.ocac.edu/register.
Andy Warhol, let's just scream. Hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
I'm Joseph Galavan, and this is Art Focus on KBOO Radio. This week, my guests are Theo Downs-Le Guin and Brenna Murphy. Theo Downs-Le Guin has opened the Up 4 Gallery in the Pearl, devoted to digital art, and Brenna Murphy is the second show there. Her show is called Lattice Face Parameter Chant, and it's a mixture of prints and sculptures which have their origins in computer-assisted design. And Lattice Face Parameter Chant runs through November the 1st. Thanks for coming into KBOO, Theo and Brenna.
Thank you.
So, Theo, you were working in a different industry and decided to get back to your art history roots and open a gallery last year, and you just opened it. So just tell me about that transition.
Well, it was about a year in the making. I worked for about 20 years in policy research and commercial market research. And in the latter part of my career, I was focused on research for the high-tech community. So my clients were large technology companies. I had earlier in my life studied art history and had remained involved in the visual arts throughout that period on a volunteer basis and out of personal interest. And I kind of reached an endpoint in my research career and wanted to get back into the visual arts and investigated various channels, ways I could do that. And it seemed that opening a commercial gallery was kind of the most accessible and appropriate thing for me to do, given my prior experience and my interests.
Mm-hmm. And you, so you, your interests range, you know, sort of 18th century French painting, but you saw a niche for a digital art gallery in Portland, is that it?
I think it's partly that there's a place for that. It's difficult for commercial galleries to exhibit that kind of work, and many of the galleries in Portland do show video work, net art, digital art, but the commercial potential for that kind of work is still somewhat limited. It's challenging for collectors to purchase and know how to exhibit and conserve that kind of work. But it really came out of personal interest on my part. As you just alluded to, my interest in contemporary art is relatively recent. I started out studying pre-19th century, and that was my interest area for a long time. And starting about 15 years ago, I kind of threw myself into contemporary art in part because I had some prejudices and I wanted to either substantiate those or get over them. And in the process of trying to substantiate them, I actually got over them and became really passionate about art of our times. And so that kind of came together in the form of opening the gallery and wanting to focus on, you know, so-called new media or digital work, which is not exhibited as often in commercial contexts. And I think a lot of the really interesting work that's being made right now is in those areas.
Mm-hmm. If a person wanted to buy a piece of art from a gallery like yours, what format would they get? You know, how would they get it home?
There's everything being made now from video work to software-based work to work that is created digitally but materialized in more traditional forms like prints or sculpture. And I'm really not limiting the program of the gallery by medium in any way. I'm happy to show, so-called traditional mediums like painting as well. For me, it's more about the subject matter, the ideas and the emotions that the work is communicating as opposed to the way it was created.
Mm-hmm. So, Brenna, your piece, Lattice Face Parameter Chant, that's, you walk into the gallery and there are prints on the walls which show sort of abstract imagery, lots of repeating patterns, and then the same kind of imagery is there on the floor, made out of wood and plastic, and it's big, and it's sort of modular. There are pieces, you change pieces in and out, and so it's the origins of the art are digital. You work in software, but then you export some of that into physical stuff. So what, just tell us a little bit about the relationship between the what you got on your screen and what's ended up in the gallery.
My workflow is pretty fluid between physical and digital spaces. I work a lot in sculpture, but also a lot digitally, and I spend a lot of time building kind of sculptural objects in architectural CAD type programs such as Blender and Cinema 4D. And I've found that digital fabrication is a really exciting way to bring those shapes into physical forms through CNC cutting, laser cutting, and 3D printing. But it also goes both ways, because once an object becomes physical, maybe I'll take a picture or video of it and bring it back into the computer, use it as a texture on a new CGI object.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of flows back and forth.
So I think listeners would recognize a lot of the imagery. It sort of looked like stuff from Mayan temples, or it could be writing from Asia, these repetitive sort of spirals and square kind of spirals and things like that. What is that? Are they rooted in that sort of thing?
Well, I do look at a lot of ancient art and hieroglyphics. And in as I make shapes, I work pretty intuitively, and I'm trying to create shapes that are very human. And also depending on the forms that the program allows.
Okay. This is Art Focus on KBOO. We are going to go over to Justin and Arnie now to hear a pledge drive. If you like Art Focus, send us some money. There's not a lot of arts coverage in this town anymore, so at least here you get to hear what artists think.
That's absolutely right, and you can give us a few of your hard-won pennies, nickels, and dimes by calling toll-free 877-500-5266. It's true that arts and culture programming is relatively unique, i.e. KBOO brings it to you and others don't. And there was something that was interesting there, Ani. I was listening to this sort of discussion of the blending of technologies, sort of old technologies and new technologies, and I was thinking that's not at all unlike KBOO Community Radio. On the one hand, we've got this sort of old technology, terrestrial radio broadcasting. On the other hand, we're using computers to edit audio. We're streaming our signal on the worldwide interboobs. And that seems to me this wonderful blending of technologies, old school and new school. And that's just one of the things we're asking you to support, dear listener, during our arts and culture programming on this Tuesday of our fall membership drive. Won't you call right now and let us add your name to the KBOO Good Book? Toll free, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
Help us reach the goal of $500 for this program. We need to raise that by noon, and we can do it with your support. In fact, we can only do it with your support. It is important that you actually back what you believe in, back what supports you. You know, I heard somebody say yesterday, it's not so much that we are asking for your support, it's that we're asking for you to support yourself. Because KBOO is that medium that actually goes out and enriches the community. Each and every program we bring you is brought to you because somebody cares passionately about it and because we know it hits home to you, our listener. Please support that right now with your money at 877-500-5266. If you are able to give monthly, please do so. Let us know you want that option when you speak with one of our phone answering crew, and let them set up a monthly electronic funds transfer for you. You can do it for as little as $5 a month, and the sky is the limit. Decide what you are able to give to your community radio station in discreet bite-sized chunks and do it now. Give us a ring at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. You'll be glad you did. We'll be glad you did. We would love to thank you with a KBOO ceramic coffee mug when you call, and you are able to give at a $60 level. You can do that all at once on your credit card. You can have us bill you, or you can do it $5 a month, the EFT, monthly electronic funds transfer way. And, you know, it's a 15-ounce ceramic mug. It's cobalt blue. It's got this great KBOO logo on it. It's quite stylish. And, you know, it holds a lot of coffee, and I think that's important. Please do give us a call and say, yes, you would like to have a KBOO ceramic mug as your thank you gift when you call with your $60 contribution now, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
This is Art Focus on KBOO. I'm Joseph Gallivan. My guests are Theo Downs Le Guin of the Up 4 Gallery and one of the artists showing there, Brenna Murphy. Brenna, your show is called Lattice Face Parameter Chant. What is it? What does chant mean in this context?
Well, chant seemed like an appropriate word to use in the title because for a few reasons, I've been very interested in Navajo sand painting as a source of inspiration for my work. It's a tradition that includes creating a really beautiful array on the floor with colored sand that, and they, as they build it, they chant, and they call the whole process a chant. And that relates a lot to my work because I make ephemeral arrays of with sand and sculptures. And also chant, I think of my work as very musical and sort of a visual chant. So that's why I included it in the title.
Okay, so let's listen to a bit of music you brought in that you listen to when you work. It's by Terry Riley. And it's called Persian Surgery Dervishes. That is Terry Riley's Persian Surgery Dervishes. Why do you listen to that when you're working?
Well, I've taken a lot of influence from Terry Riley and the minimalists in general. He's from a tradition of composers that use rhythm and repetition to create kind of blossoming harmonic forms. And I think that method relates a lot to the way that I work when I'm intuitively creating rhythmic patterns. Mm-hmm. I think of it as a very musical kind of activity.
Mm-hmm. You talked about, you sort of doodle. You're one of these obsessive drawers and always making patterns, whether it's with a pen or, you know, a computer. Does that influence the way you construct the final 3D object?
Yeah, well, actually, I've only kind of become a doodler recently as I've gotten into these 3D programs. Before, my artistic practice was a lot about collecting and arranging things, a lot of found objects from the world and also found imagery online. And my main activity was arranging them into sort of balanced formations. But as I learned these 3D programs, I found that I also needed to make the objects from scratch that I was going to arrange, or it became an interest to me to like go all the way into creating the things that were going to be arranged, not just arranging them. Mm-hmm. So I found myself in the position of needing to create shapes. So I just intuitively leapt forward with that. And so I've kind of come to embrace doodling, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Theo, so you run the Up 4 gallery and you're in the old Pulliam Deffenbaugh space, which is a really nice, clean space. It's right there and, you know, in the Pearl where some of the best galleries are. What do you see as the experience of, like Brenner's work? Do you want people to just walk in off the street and just look at it and go, you know, how do you sell this stuff and how important is selling it?
Well, I'm 6 months, sorry, 6 weeks in, so I'm still figuring that out for sure. And actually, it's been fascinating to see how people walking in off the street experience Brenna's installation, which is, you know, not an uncommon format for a nonprofit space or a museum, but is kind of unusual for a commercial gallery where most of the work is actually on the floor below knee level. There are two prints hanging on the walls, but you wouldn't walk in and see it as a kind of classic commercial gallery installation. And so on the one hand, that really engages people. They like the unorthodox quality of it. On the other hand, it raises a lot of questions, which some people articulate to me when they come into the gallery and some don't, such as, you know, is this viable work? How is it viable? You know, can you take pieces out of the installation and bring those home, as it were, or do you have to purchase the whole installation? And so, you know, that's kind of an interesting challenge for people. We're very well trained. People who go to galleries occasionally or regularly are very well trained about what a commercial gallery experience should be like. And part of that experience is that the work is typically either on the walls or it's on pedestals. Mm-hmm. And you know what's for sale and you know the basic process for how to buy it. And when someone encounters a complex ecosystem such as what Brenna has created in the space, it kind of flies in the face of those conventions. And on the one hand, I think that's really engaging and fun and interesting for people coming in and for me as the gallerist, and I think for Brenna. And on the other hand, it, you know, raises some questions about, well, if people do want to purchase some of this, how do they? And the answer is, you know, there are prints, there are sculptures, everything that would normally be for sale in a gallery is for sale, but how you experience it and maybe how you take those pieces out of the whole is a little more complex than usual.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but is your role there to tell them what they can have and how to present it at home and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really struggled with how to describe that in the price list and how we talk about it with people to make it as clear and simple as possible. I'm not trying to discourage people from buying, quite the opposite. But at the same time, I don't want to, you know, compress Brenna's vision into something other than what she wants it to be and to make her follow the somewhat rigid conventions of a typical gallery installation.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go back to Justin and Arnie, who are going to talk to you about pledging. If you like Art Focus, consider pledging, please, so you can stay in touch with what's happening on the art scene in Portland.
Ah, thank you very much. It is a privilege to briefly interrupt programming because the only way arts and culture programming is on your radio dial, dear listeners, is because KABU exists. It isn't being done anyplace else, and we get to listen to artists on their art. We're asking you to say thank you to all of our cultural and political ambassadors. I think of our programmers as ambassadors of this emporium. We're asking you to get involved and call right now with your support, toll free, 877-500-5266. That's how you show your support. Everyone's doing their part. All of our programmers are volunteers. Everyone who's answering the phone is a volunteer. Indeed, restaurants are even donating food to our volunteers. They're doing their part. Thank you, Delfina's Bakery at 4636 Northeast 42nd. Thank you to Teriyaki Town at 4434 Northeast Sandy. Thank you to Hot Lips Pizza at 1432 Southeast 22nd. Everyone's doing their part, dear listener, and there are thousands of you listening right now. We're hoping that a few of you will take a moment out of your busy day and just a small amount of money out of your dwindling account, but not more than you can afford, and call us up and introduce yourself. Toll free, 877-500-5266.
KABU gives you so many reasons for your support. It is our news and information that draws many people in, as we know you rely on independent media to give you analysis without that corporate influence. That's what we do here, brought to you by our volunteers every weekday from 7 in the morning till noon, every weekday, 4 to 8, the other time of day. And then we have music and really theater, we have poetry, we have so much to keep you inspired and to keep us connected as communities of the ether, of communities on air. Please give us a call, 877-500-5266, and support this broadcast medium that supports so many communities throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year. Please be a part of this. It's not spectating. It's not a spectator sport. We really do rely on your active participation. It's because it's kind of like democracy. It's kind of like a duocracy. KABU is here, ran by the people who care. That's our volunteers, and it's you, our listeners, who fund us. 877-500-5266 is how you can include yourself in this picture. Go ahead and think about sustaining us with a monthly contribution of $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month. Be that hero we're looking for this morning that can do $30 a month. It would be fantastic to get your call right now at 877-500-5266. Or online, you can join us quite easily, quite readily, and silently at kboo.fm.
Four of you being willing to start that sustaining membership of $120 a year, that's a modest $10 a month, or 33 cents a day towards the more than $2,000 a day it costs us. That would take us over goal for this hour. The real goal is $125,000. It's not a top-heavy organization. We sit down and map out what every hour has to have, and we don't go for more than that. We go for what we need. We go for what you need us to have to continue serving the entire community. So when you make a gift, yes, you are benefiting. Yes, the community radio is benefiting, but the entire community is benefiting. You're making a gift to friends, to country people, to neighbors, to colleagues, and indeed people you've never even met, because so many people rely on information that is dictated by community need, by what's going on in the world, not by what Fox News wants you to hear, not by what GE wants to sell you. This is a different kind of mission. This is a mission where we seek to bring you as many voices from the community as we can. Every hour of every day is populated by these ambassadors who are bringing you these voices, because truth is the total number of voices, and when anyone one of them is left out, it is the entire community that suffers. Won't you call right now and make a gift to the entire community? 877 800-500-5266.
And I want to let folks know there's something very special happening this Sunday, October 20th, and you can be a part of it again with your donation of $60 this morning on a credit card. Right now, you could pick up a pair of tickets to a benefit for KBOO Community Radio, and that is Palante, playing at the Fontainebleau over at Northeast 3rd and Broadway this Sunday evening. Palante is a legendary salsa Latin jazz band in this area. It's nine-piece salsa jazz band. Nick Geffro is the percussionist. He is a DJ here for Jazz Lives tomorrow afternoon. You can hear Nick every Wednesday. And he has reunited his Palante and is performing a benefit for the community radio station. There's going to be a salsa lesson so you can learn how to dance. And then you can spend the evening dancing on Sunday the 20th. Your $60 contribution right now can get a pair of tickets to go see Palante, get a salsa dance lesson, and have a fantastic evening. There, Sunday the 20th at Fontainebleau. Please do consider that option. And whatever option entices you to finally do it, we ask that you do it now. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO. I'm Joseph Gallivan. My guests this week are Theo Downs Le Guin and Brenna Murphy. Theo has the Up 4 Gallery, and Brenna is one of the artists showing right now. Her show's called Lattice Face Parameter Chant. These pieces you've made, in the 3D prints on the wall, the facets of the structures have textures on them. So it looks to me a bit like a video game. And the whole process kind of reminds me of Minecraft, where you're just building this world, this sort of endless world. Is there any connection there?
Yes, it is related. And I have been building video games lately because it's a sort of natural extension of building 3D worlds.
Which games?
Well, which games have I built? One is called Inward Conch Upward Spiral. Then I've built a few with my collaborator, Birch Cooper, called Nightwave. What is it called? Something about Nightwave.
Can people get them?
Yeah, they're on my website. You can download them.
What's your website?
It's my first name and last name, intermixed.com, starting with Brenna, with B. So BMRUERNPNHAY.
Search for Brenna Murphy Artist and you'll find it.
Right.
But my personal interest, I've never played video games. I'm kind of approaching building video games as I would building an installation.
Mm-hmm. And the reason you do it is because the way you see the world. I mean, literally, what's it like for you when you're walking down the street on a sunny day?
You have no idea. I mean, my art practice is about developing methods for engaging with the world in a more expansive way, especially like the aesthetic sensual aspects of the world. So I think I try to expand my view of the shape of reality. So for me, that means when I'm walking down the street and I try to kind of empty my mind and notice the arrangement of colors and textures around me. And then creating these models in 3D programs is a way of flowing that through my mind.
And Theo, briefly, just tell me what attracted you to Brenna's work. Like, why did you want to get it in the gallery so quickly?
The most common comment that people have made coming into this exhibition this month is, I've never seen anything like this before. And I have to say that was my response to Brenna's current body of work. It is beautiful and unusual and suggestive of so many other things that we see. The visual influences are kind of common and culturally shared, but they're mixed together in a way that is unique.
Mm-hmm. It's quite amazing. I think anyone who's got a chance to, you know, if you're walking down 9th, what's the address?
9th and Flanders, 929.
Just go in and have a wander around. It's good. Don't try not to trip over anything though. You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO. I'm Joseph Gallivan, and my guests this week were Theo Downs Le Guin, of the Upfall Gallery and Brenna Murphy. Brenna's show is called Lattice Face Parameter Chant, and it runs through November the 1st. Thanks for coming into KBOO.
Thank you.
I hate a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose. No good to nobody, no good for nothing. Because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too ugly or too this or too that.
Folk music is one of the first social media communicating news of social import. It still does so today. Join me, Don Jacobson, on Friday, October 25th, 12 noon to 1:30, for Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. From Woody Guthrie to Cy Khan, you'll hear songs that are meaningful to your lives, songs that are inspiring, and songs that are just fun to listen to. Cy Khan and David Rovick's CDs will be available as thank you gifts for your pledge. 12 noon to 1:30, Friday, October 25th, only on KBOO.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Portland Japanese Garden, celebrating its 50th anniversary with the Wakokoro Brothers, with Masahiro Nitta, the three-string samurai on the shamisen, Wednesday, October 16th at the Portland Art Museum's Grand Ballroom. Tickets and information at pam.spotlightboxoffice.com.
KBOO se presenta orgullosamente una fiesta de baile KBOO con salsa y jazz latino en vivo. Nick Geffro de KBOO ha reunido Palante, su grupo musical de 9 músicos, para una fiesta fantástica de música salsa y jazz latino. Están tocando en el baile beneficio de KBOO la noche del domingo 20 de octubre de 6:30 a 10. Ven a celebrar con nosotros en la gran pista de baile en el Club Fontaine Blue en la Avenida Noreste, Tercera y Broadway en Portland. Conoce a nuevos amigos y disfruta de un evento KBOO con un poco de sabor latino emocionante. Lección de baile a las 6:30. Es pa'lante. Domingo 20 de octubre de 6:30 a 10 en la Avenida Noreste Tercera.